discuss some of the halacha lemaisa of chalitza. This is like the most halacha lemaisa sugyas that come out of the whole Yevamos. I just want to speak today about certain instances that it's hard to do chalitza and what's done. What do we say it's hard to do chalitza? Different just things that are dealt with in the poskim, the big controversial shailos in chalitza. So there's one shaila that became, for some reason in the 1900s, it became like a really big shaila, was what do you do when you have to do chalitza, but the brother is living somewhere where the yavama can't go? The yavam and the yavama don't live in the same area. Different countries. One shaila that was asked of Avram Yudalovich, who was the chief rabbi of New York City. There were only two chief rabbis of New York City. The famous one was Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. This was before, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he was asked, there was a woman in New York who, his husband died, fell to Yivam. The problem is that the Yavam was in Russia, somewhere in Russia, and there was no way to get there. It was dangerous at that time to even go to Russia. They could arrest you, they could kill you. And so what were they going to do about this Yivam? So in Mela, this woman was left in Aguna, because she couldn't do Chalitza. So if Avram Yudalovich was matter her doing Chalitza through a Shliach, sending a Shliach to... I mean, just appointing a shliach, just on the phone. You could appoint someone in Russia as a shliach, and he'll go and do the chalitza for her. We'll take off the yafushu and spit at him, b'shlichus. Similar, Shaila is asked the Marsham, and he also discusses it, has a back and forth with Avnei Nezer over the Shaila, that he was asked the same sort of Shaila, but there the woman was in Poland, and the Yavam was living in Portland, Oregon, and he wasn't from, and he says he's very begrudgingly said he would do it, but they had to get someone to him, you know, right away to do it, and she wasn't able to go at that time, and Mimela, they wanted to send a shliach. So that's the shaila. Could you do chalitza through a shliach? Could you send a shliach?
They got a hold of the husband, though.
What?
They got a hold of him, though. Or the brother.
The brother, yeah, yeah.
But if you can't speak to him.
No, they spoke to the brother.
Even in Russia, they somehow.
Yeah, somehow they got in touch. They had telegrams then, you know, you're able to. But they just, what are you supposed to do? There's no way to bring the shidduch together, the yavam and the yavama, to do the chalitza. So what are you going to do? So, first you hear it. You might assume this is a straight-out Gemara, that there's no chalitza aydei shliach. Now, where do we see that? In our parak, we see the din that you can't have a tnai in chalitza. The yavam, if he makes a tnai, do chalitza, I'll do chalitza with you, but afterwards you have to pay me. So the Gemara says the tnai is invalid, and he does the chalitza and she doesn't have to pay him. Why is the tnai invalid? So the Gemara says in ksuvas ayin dalet, because kol deleisa b'shlichos leisa b'tnai. Since chalitza can't be done al yedei shliach, therefore you can't have tnai in chalitza. So Gemara straight out that you can't do chalitza with the shliach. But what the Marsham argued, and also Rav Yudalovich, his sefer is pretty famous. Because why? Yeah, Rav Asi Noe is famous. Yeah, because an Otzer Chacham is the first sefer. They just changed it. Even now, it's still the first thing listed. In all the 100,000 Sfarim, the first Sefer is his Sefer on this issue. Half the Sefer is on this issue because the name of the Sefer is Av B'Chachma. So it's an alphabetical order. So he got this tremendous, beautiful Sefer there. So he says his whole Shita. He has letters from the Rugged Shaver and from Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer and other Gedolim who wrote letters. A huge number of letters written actually attacking his position. What he argued, Rav Yudalovich argued, and the Marsham as well, Marsham was a generation earlier, They argue that, yeah, the Gemara says you can't do Yivam, you can't do Chalitza Al Yedei Shliach, but that's talking about the husband. You know, the husband can't send a Shliach. He can't say, I'm going to send a Shliach to do the Chalitza for me. Meaning, what does the husband do in the first place for Chalitza? He supplies the foot. Basically, that's all he does, right? He supplies the foot. He says some things, but that's not Ma'akev. He is spit at. He's pretty passive here, right? So the husband, the Yavam, cannot send a shliach to have chalitza done to him in the place of the husband. So that's pretty pashut. Why is that pashut? They said, yeah, that of course that's true, that you can't have shlichas there. And that's what the Gemara was talking about. The Yavam can't make a tanai because he can't do the Yivam, he can't do the chalitza al-day shliach. So the reason is pashut. And they quote from the Rush. The Rush says, you know why he can't do chalitza al yedei shliach? He says, because the pasuk says, v'cholso na lo mi'al raglo. Take the shoe off his foot. And the Rush says, there's no way to do that al yedei shliach. That's what the Rush says. It doesn't explain what he means.
Well, don't we say, exactly.
So Rav Chanan actually asked the Kashi. He says, he doesn't understand what the Rush is saying. Shliach shaladu kimoso. So l'chayr what the Rush means. Say this, but the Rush means this is another Rush, a well-known Rush, in the Darim Daf Ayin Beis. The Rush says there, you say, his Lashon is, midi de memela lo shayach minu shlichas. Anything that's memela, it's not shayach to make a shliach. He's talking there about if a husband says he's going on a trip, and the husband always knows his wife makes a lot of nedarim, and every time she makes a neder, the wife runs to the husband, tells him her neder, and he's matter for her, he's made for her. Husband has the right to be made for her. It says when he hears about it, he's allowed to be made for it. So he wants to leave a shliach in his stead to be made for her in a dar. So the Gemara says, at one point in the Gemara says, you can't do that because the husband has to hear her neder before he's made for it. The pasuk says that the husband, v'shama isha, her husband hears about it, and you can't hear through a shliach. What does that mean? Why can't you hear al-day shliach? So the Rush says, you can't hear al-day shliach because that's something that's memela. It just happens. Right? The shliach, you say shliach shalom kemoso, that means the shliach could do something for you. But the shliach doesn't mamish become kemoso to that extent. If I make a shliach to hear something for me, it's not called I heard it. Because to be a shlichus, then shlichus, it means the shliach does something, it's as if I did it. But he doesn't actually become me. It's not mamish me. And we can't say his foot is my foot. Because all it is being a foot. But he's not doing anything. If you're doing something, you could give a get for someone else. But over here, all he's doing is passive. He's not doing anything. He's just providing the foot. If she would just have to take the shoe off his foot, it's just being his foot. You can't say, Shlichus al kemoso doesn't tell me that the shliach's foot is the mashaleach's foot. It doesn't become the yavam's foot. Right, you hear that? You could send someone to do something. He's doing it, and since he's doing it at my behest, it's like I did it. But I can't say your foot is my foot. You're not doing anything. You can't even say you're doing it. How would it even be a shliach, right? If I say you're a shliach to hear my wife's nedarim, you did it on my behalf, you didn't do anything. You heard. You did chalitza on my behalf. You didn't do chalitza on my behalf. You had a shoe removed from your foot. What did you do? You didn't do anything. You can't say that you're my shliach. Right? It's just right. There's no gavra to right. There's no one to be a shliach.
Is anyone able to even kabbalah get for the shliach?
Oh, okay. That's a good kasha. So the one exception to this klal you should know is kabbalah's haget, and the Rush writes. Okay. Also the Rush he writes in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, that's why we need a special gzeres akasiv that a woman can make a shliach l'kabbalah. There's an extra drasha to tell me a woman can make a shliach l'kabbalah because be'etzim is something that's memela. She's just receiving it, she's just being passive, and therefore be'etzim shouldn't work. Okay, kabbalah. Thank you, Zev.
Isn't that different, though? That's like a rishus. It's not her body, though.
Right, but it's v'nasan b'yada, and that the shliach's yad is like her yad. So, It's making a matzah that the yad of the shliach is my yad. But without a special gzeres akasiv, you can't say that my shliach's foot is my foot.
Can we say there's a difference between men and women, though? That for women we can have shliach for these kind of cases, but for men we can't?
For women, what do you mean?
Be more passive, so we have shliach for them in both, in by the man we don't let the shliach, but by women in all cases we could let her do shliach.
Also, that's exactly what they want to say. Thank you. That's exactly what they want to say. They say, the Marasham says, and Rav Yudalajevich, they say, so by the man you can't have a shliach, but the woman you could have a shliach. Why? Because the woman is doing something. She's taking the shoe off.
So that would apply to get also.
By get, she's not doing anything. She's just being
a
hand.
She's a get.
She's not really being mekabel the get. It's just it's a nasan biyada. She doesn't have to. She could be sitting there, and he could throw it into her. If she owns a house, he could throw it into her house while she's asleep. She doesn't have to actually do anything.
So then shliach is also like her house.
Right. But we need exeris. Right. Okay. Fine. So there's a ribui to teach us that her house works is like her hand, and we need another ribui to say a shliach is like her hand. Why do we need two ribuyim? Okay, because Meister shliach is not her house. Meaning her house works means in kin chatzer. A shliach. Okay. Meister, that seems to be a pretty solid idea to say that the yavam can't be choleitz. But the Yavama really could do chalitza through a shliach. And when the Gemara in Ksuva Sain Dalet says that chalitza is leisal yidei shlichus, it means leisal yidei shlichus of the Yavam. And therefore the Yavam's tnai is not a valid tnai. So that is what they contend. So sounds good. So the Avnei Nezer wrote a letter to the Marsham saying, no, it's not good. And here's a raya. There's a huge amount written about this. You're very surprised how much is written about this. But the Taina, that's just our local from our Gemara, that I think is such a stark Taina. He brings from the Gemara Yevamos in our parak Kuf Gimel. On Kuf Gimel, the Gemara says, what's the din of a gidemes? If you have a woman without hands, can she do chalitza? Mahal Shatav, can she do chalitza? Answers the Gemara, yes. She could do chalitza because it doesn't say v'cholza b'yada. It just says v'cholza nalo. And therefore, she could do it with her teeth. Let her do it with her teeth. And therefore, that's brought on the poskim that if a woman doesn't have hands, she can still do chalitza, because let her do it with her teeth. Says the Avnei Nezer. What do you mean? She could do it with a shliach. Just do it with a shliach. So, how does it not? Does the poskim don't mention, and the Gemara doesn't seem to conceive of that. It's saying, Ma'al Shatachlis, it seems to have a tzad that a gidemis is just finished. She'll have to do yivam. No, let her do with a shlichus, so she doesn't have a hand. So that's his raya. Okay, so if it's the absolute raya, I don't know, maybe there's something you could say to get out of it, but it's
you could
say it's love. What?
The kafila, she, a woman should do it, but in the case where she can't, she shouldn't, so we thought okay. She couldn't. No, answer is her teeth are able to do it, so we
her
can
teeth
solve,
could do
solve
it.
The kafila.
Right, so that could be. That ain't a chenami, b'diyevin, no one mentioned it, but b'diyevin really, if she also didn't have a mouth.
so she
could do it with a shliach, yeah.
Is it possible that if she couldn't do it, then she wouldn't be able to make a shliach?
Oh, yes, the Marsham makes that point. The Marsham says, yeah, I think that if she couldn't do it, the Gemara is saying she could do it with her teeth, because if she couldn't do it with her teeth, she couldn't even make a shliach, because then it would be, since she can't do it herself, she can't make a shliach. Okay, but the answer back to that is, first of all, the Avnei Nezer writes back to that question. He says, yes, well, Maisa no posek mentions this possibility. They all just say do it with the teeth. But more than that, pashas, that cloud, that if you can't do something, can't do the shliach, it doesn't mean the person can't do it, just technically they can't do it, right? It means that they can't do it. A Yisrael can't do the avoda. And therefore, he can't make a kohen, give a kohen, and then shliach to do the avoda because he can't do it himself. Right, but if something he could do it, he can't do it, right? Right, like a shliach gives a get, even though the husband can't do it himself because he's in a different country. Okay, he can't do it. Technically, he can't do it, but Be'etzim, he could do it. So, okay, Bekitzer, that's the Raya. And Lamaisa, many Rabbanim got upset. It really is one of the reasons why Rav Yehuda Lovitch isn't well known of, because there were letters written against him and published even in American papers signed by Rav Chaim Ozer and other Gedolim saying that he should not have done this kula. It's not pashut. There's so much written on it. It's really not so pashut, but it's totally accepted. This man has said even after this whole fight ended, that we don't do chalitza al yidei, even with the woman sending shliach. The question is why not? So why not? If you say you can't do shliach, so why not? So a few reasons given. One is the Merachah Zeruah. It's interesting, Merachah Zeruah, I just mentioned it's a Rishon. Kuf Chav Ches, he says that a woman can't, no one can send a shliach for chalitza. He says when the Gemara says you can't have shlichus by chalitza, it's because since you can't have shlichus by yivum, right? The man has to be with the woman, that can't have shliach for that. So too, we're makish, we put together yivum with chalitza, and if a chalitza also can't have a shliach. So that's sort of like a gzeres kasev, nothing to. Okay. That doesn't really end the story because it is a rishon, but right, it's not so. It's merachah zeruah. And he just says it as a possibility. He himself says it as a possibility. Another thing you could always say is bechlal, mitzvahs, a lot of mitzvahs you can't do al yidei shliach. It's not really our sugya, it's a big sugya. You can't shake a lulav al yidei shliach, right? Why is that? Because the Torah says, you do it, you have to do it. You have to do it. Usually things that you could do, right, famous Tosfos Rit in Kiddush Membeis, that we allow shlichus when there's a chefsa of when the mashaleach, even if he doesn't do the mitzvah himself, but the mitzvah is still being done, right? If someone makes a shliach to shecht his carbon, it's still his carbon. He's the one bringing the carbon. If someone makes a shliach to be mafresh his truma on his peiros, it's his peiros that the truma is coming off of. So he's doing the mitzvah. But a mitzvah, like taking lulav, if I don't make a shliach take lulav, I didn't take lulav, and the Torah said I should take lulav. So maybe you could say that the Torah says the yavama should do it. You know, it's interesting, the pasuk says, Lashon HaPasuk is v'niksha yavimta elav lefnei hazakenim. The yavama comes. The Torah is saying the yavama comes, and maybe it's a mitzvah, and she has to do it herself. You know, that could be a little bit of a chiddush, because really, who says chalitza? We said chalitza is a mitzvah, but it's not just a mitzvah. Right? Chalitza is also the way to be matter the yavamah l'shuk. So maybe we should say no. L'maisa, she is getting the zika off of her by doing this action. Ein hachanan, we said a mitzvah. Maybe the Torah said she does it. She should have to do it herself. But l'maisa, maybe it should still work. Right? It's not so pasha, but that's one that has...
Is that a proof against the side that says that they're different in the mitzvah and the
so, maybe, the right, maybe you could say this should be a raya that's really a mitzvah, because if it's not really a mitzvah, I mean, we don't have any real mucker here, but yeah, maybe we should say that you see, it's a mitzvah, and that's why she can't do all day shliach, because it's a mitzvah. Maybe you could say that. And therefore it's like lulav. Okay, that could be... Rav Chanan says the nicest, by nicest I just mean the most lamdasha, and I enjoy it the most, teretz. It's in Kovs Aros Simen Ein Vav Os Zayin. So he says, just a very nice part, he says that even when we say Shliach Shalom Chimoso, we just mean that you could do things like day Shliach. And therefore, if the Yavama had a chiv to remove the Yavam's shoe, she could do Rali Dei Shliach. Yavama would be allowed to, if she had a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah on a Yavama, you should remove the shoe of the Yavam, she could send the Shliach. But he says, the Pshat of Chalitza, in the Torah, when it says that, what Chalitza is that the Yavama takes off his shoe, He says the Yavama is not just that she's the one with tzuva to take off his shoe. What chalitza is a Yavama taking off the Yavam shoe. And therefore, he says the Yavama, it's her mitzvah, but she is also a chalik of the chefza of what the chalitza is. The chefza of what the chalitza is? Meaning what chalitza is a Yavama removing the shoe of the Yavam. A Yavama spinning at her Yavam, that is the chefza of the mitzvah, of what chalitza is. He says, therefore, shleich shel mekamoso, it could mean that the Yavama will have a din that she removed the shoe of the Yavam. But if there's a din that what chalitza is the Yavama removing the Yavam's shoe, so we would need to say that the shliach becomes the Meshaleach. That it has to be that we view it through Shlichus that the Yavama removes the Yavam shoe. He says Shlichus doesn't do that. Shlichus doesn't make the Shlich into the Yavama. All it will do is make it a din that the Legabe, the Yavama, she has fulfilled her chiyuv of removing the shoe. But we still won't say the shoe is removed by the Yavama. Ha. This is a chakira. It's a very chakranusha chakira. You know, this is Rabbi Yosef Engel. Here's this big chakira. This is a big lamusha chakira. When we say shlech shalom klamoso, do we mean to say that whenever the Torah is machayev a person to do something, if they do it through a shliach, they will yotzei what they had to do? It's considered as if they did it. Or do we say that the shliach actually becomes like the mishaleach? So argues Rav Elchanan that the etzem hachalitza is a yavam being cholitz, a yavama being cholitz from the yavam. And just like we were saying that the yavam can't make a shliach because you can't make the shliach's foot won't be the yavam's foot, so too if the maisa chalitza is done by a shliach, it's not done by a yavama. The yavama will have a din that she did it, but the chefza shel mitzvah. Okay, the chefza is the Yavama taking off the shoe of the Yavama. Yeah, can you hear that?
Isn't this like a rush?
What?
Isn't this like a rush?
It's sort of like the rush, but the rush we were saying is just to explain why the Yavama can't make a shliach. We're saying this is also why the Yavama can't make a shliach, because being Al Yidei the Yavama, that is the etzem what chalitza is.
Maybe it's like
not
that. Like we have more people watching it, maybe it has to be like.
Oh, so maybe like that. There's something about it that makes sense to me, you know? Just like, she is spitting at him, right? You know, it's like, the point is it's her spitting at him. It's not just that she has a din, she needs to spit at him. It's that what chalitza is the yavam.
People need to see her spitting at him. So then if she's not there, they're not going to see.
Okay, maybe say that too. But that's just the concept. Maybe you could plug it back into sort of the Meracha Zeru. He's saying it's like Yibum. By Yibum, it organically has to be, the mice of Yibum is a bia between a Yavam and a Yavama. You can't replace it with his shlichus, because that's what it is. You know, in the same way here, that's what chalitza is. You can't replace this with a shliach. Yeah, so that is the machshava. Yeah.
He just says that on his own just to answer this question?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, that's what Rav Elchanan says. It's a little
shtickle. As well, Rav Elchanan. From Svara, just for this.
He doesn't have the whole build-up of the case. He just says it as a dove or pashat. That Chalitza is not al-day shliach, and that means even Misad Isha. And then he says, why not by the Isha? It should be like any place else in the Torah that shlichus works. So it gives this hesber that it's not just a mitzvah on her to get it done, but it's part of the guf hachalisa is that it's done with a yavama. And he says that mashal. He says that mashal. Just like a kohen can't make a yisrael, a shliach, to bring the karban, to be zorg the dam, because the maisa shlichus is not going to make a yisrael into a kohen. So too, it just worked that way. Okay. So So the bottom line, accepted not to do this. There's another tzad kula. I mentioned the Marsham's case where the Yavam was in Portland and he was, I don't know if I mentioned this, he says he was in the Shumud. He was completely off the derech. And that's something that makes a lot of problems in Chalitzes, that what if the brother is now a Christian or something, and he has no interest whatsoever in being at all helpful with mitzvos and refuses to do the chalitza. So that's an old shaila. I'll just say the basics. It's first discussed by Rabbi Yehudoigon, B'meha Gaonim. The Torah quotes in Kufnun Zayin, Sim Kufnun Zayin, it quotes from the Rabbi Yehudoigon, that he felt that if the Yavam is a Meshumad means like he converted, like really bad, really off the derech, far off the derech. If the Yavam is a Meshumad, he says, there's no din of Yibam, there's no Zika Bechlal, doesn't explain why. He just says, a Yavam, the Ach is a Meshumad, there's no Zika, and she could go on and remarry without Yibam or Chalitza. He says, so too, if the husband who died, the dead husband, is a mashumid, he says the woman doesn't have to do chalitza. Completely mutaris. Like a guy. Kilo was a guy. Whoa. How could that be? That can't be. Oh, so the kasha is that can't be. Gemara Nivam Mesmem Zayin. The Gemara says that a Yisrael Mummer, who's Makadish, his Kedushin is Kedushin. He's not a guy. Right? No matter how bad we get, Yisrael Achal Pishacha, Yisrael, we know that all as Aleph Beis, that a Yid does not become a guy. He becomes a guy l'chumra. If he touches your yayin, it becomes yayin nesech. That's true. If he shechs, his shechita's puzzle, l'chumra becomes a guy. But l'kula, to say that he's like a guy, and therefore this woman can marry without Yivam or chalitza, so where does that come from? That's a big, big chiddush. There's a lot of discussion about this. So why would it work? Let's just say why maybe it would work. Rabbi Yehudoigon says that he's a goon, we have to explain it. So lots of hesberim given. I'll just mention some of the hesberim, they're wild hesberim. And just to say Bekitzer, the most wild I thought was the Meiri, Yivamus Chaf Beis. So he says, a Meshumid, Lefi Rabbi Yehudoigon, a Meshumid becomes a guy even Lekula. You know, Shimon who converts and says, I am a Christian and completely disconnects from Klal Yisrael. So that's extreme. Extreme. Where does he get such an idea from? So he quotes where he gets it from, Yivamis Yitzayin, a Gemara not many people know about, that says that no, it is possible for Yid to become a guy. This seems to be what the Gemara says. If you saw Yitzayin, you can see it. It sounds like something that should be asked to say. But the Gemara there talks about the Saras HaShvatim. It says, what if someone lives in the land where the Shvatim went to Galus to? And that land, he marries a guy. So the din is, when you marry a guy, the Kedushin is not Tofes. The Gemara says, well, why aren't we concerned that maybe it's one of the Saras HaShvatim who's been there for a long time, and his family, they live in India. You know, some of the Saras HaShvatim went to India. And they totally forgot they're Jewish, right? The Indian, there are some Indian Jews who say they are Jewish, but let's say they're there, that looks like a regular Indian, but Bichoshish, that maybe he came from those, he's from that part of India where Bichoshish, he's really Jewish, but this person says he's a guy, he never heard that he's Jewish, no one ever thought he was Jewish. Gemara says, the Kedusha is not Tofes, and it says, even if he's Jewish, he has a din of a guy. They made him like a guy gamer. The Kedushin is not Tofes, and of course the Pasuk, Hashem begadu, ki banim zarim yuladu. When they're totally bogged by Hashem, and they're now totally bogged by Hashem, the kids become zarim, they become gayim. Wow.
So if afterwards they were to find the yichas, he'd still be considered a gayim, or like?
So, that's the question. The Gemara says this, it's just like, wow. All you say is, wow. So the Meiri conceived that Rabbi Yehudoigon was saying that a Meshumad is mamish a guy. What does that mean? His kids will need geirus. Well,
that's better for him because he's not doing averus anymore.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, that really would be nice. Yeah, I guess. Who knows? Maybe it's better to have averus and beyid. I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. But the point is, it's hard to, or maybe not. It's a pella. It is a pella because even the Gemara saying this, it's still just talking about someone who was born not knowing he's Jewish, born with no connection to Klal Yisrael Bechlal. There's no way for anyone to know he's Jewish, and since nobody knows about it, it's sort of like, okay, fine, your connection is broken. That I can hear. But if he's a person who was born Jewish and went up to Derech, and people know he's Jewish, l'chayra, hard to hear that he shouldn't be a Yid, right? Because Gemara just says Tam, Yisrael Mummer has Kedushin being Tofes. Another Mahalach is the Mordechai here, Remez Kuf Zayin, also a wild Mahalach. He says because a Meshumet is like an Erva, right? So we all know that if there's an Erva, if the Yavam is Erva to the Yavam, so then that's Mafkia the Zika. There's no Yavam. Oh, so he says a guy, a Meshumet, even though he's not Mamish Lakula, he's not like he really is a Yid, but since he acts like a guy and he's a Meshumet, therefore, just like the Torah asks a person having bio with a guy, person can have bio with a guy, and just like there's a din of Kanam Pogimbo, if a person has bio with a guy, right, assuming that, right, Kanam Pogimbo, and it's so chomer, it's such a terrible thing, therefore it's completely mafkia the Zika. Chiddush. He says it's asur deraisa to have bia with someone who's not from. I mean, even if they're married, sometimes you have this, right? That a person's married to a wife, and the wife, they got married, and the wife goes off the derech, but they want to stay married. So if the wife is mamish not from, so it could be she has this din, and there would be a din of kanam pogimbo for each bia. And therefore that's going to be mafkia zika. Okay. That's, yeah.
There's a gemara in Yevamos Chafes that if the kid is a mamzer, that if the kid is a mamzer, so that anyone who patrus for Yevam, that relationship with brother would make a zika.
Right.
So is he saying, or Yudayagon is saying that also a kid is a mashamid wouldn't be?
Okay. That's really fine. I'm going to get there in a minute. Okay. That really is yeah, a big point. Okay, other things said, you know, I don't know all the things if we have to admit. There's Shum Sadeshin that tainas that, Shum Sadeshin Reish Chaf Gimel, he tainas that it's not an ach. It has to be an ach to have Yivam. An ach, there's always a klal, to be an ach, it's you have to be ach of a mitzvos. Like you're allowed to lend money beribis to a mashumet. Why? Because he's not your ach of a mitzvos. The mitzvos is given to your ach. Can't do charge ribbis to your ach, but this isn't your ach. He's not your ach b'mitzvos. Right, so that's another idea here. Also, many found problems with this. Rabbi Meluim Tainus on this. He says, yeah, when you call another Jew an ach, it means he's your ach b'mitzvos. But here, it's his brother. L'maisa is a mashumid, but it is his brother. Biologically, it's his brother. But he's not his brother mitzad, that we're achim, that we're in mitzvos, but it is a brother. You can't say a brother is not a brother. So that's also brought up here. Now, there's one last mahalach I'll just say, and this is, I thought maybe the strongest mahalach, is to say, no, what's the whole point? The whole point, this is a ritva. The Ritzvah says in Chaf Beis that the whole point of Yibun is the Hakam Shem L'Echav. V'lo Yimach HaShemo B'Yisrael. A person who's off the Derech of Meshumet, we want it to be Mach HaShemo B'Yisrael. It says in Tzavim, a person who doesn't accept the bris and says, I'm going to leave Klal Yisrael, says, U'mach HaShemo M'Tachas HaShemayim. Ha. B'moche HaShem. Good. Good for him. Right? So that's the pshat they say. What the Vidoy Gaon says that if the person who died was Meshumet, so Mimela, there's going to be no din of Yibin for him.
There aren't we talking about the case where the brother, the Yavin,
you're right. Ah, so you could say perhaps that the same thing should apply when the brother's a Meshumet. Is that the whole point is that you should create a shame, and the brother who's Meshumet, we don't want him to have a shame, and therefore he can't be the one who's going to create a shame.
But it's still his wife, the kid's still fully Jewish, he just goes with this kid is really the original dead husband's kid, because lock him shame.
Right.
Therefore,
okay.
He should be okay.
So that could be, So
you're just using him for the B, and then you're leaving the guy.
You're right. That could be. The Avner Moon talks about this. I'll just say that Avner Moon calls one more makir calls his Rabbi Semach Gaon, who says that there's no Yerusha to Meshumet. So he says, just like there's no Yerusha to Meshumet, so too the Yavam, if the Yavam is Meshumet, he has no Sheikh as the whole parsha. The whole parsha is that he's like taking over the place of the dead brother and bringing the shame of the dead brother back into the world. Well, like, he has no Sheikh to it. He's like already.
What if he's called here? The Tshuva? Is it like, when Yibam was when it happened, then he wasn't allowed, and that like at the moment of the Yibam, and then from now on,
so Mustama, that will work, but it has to be the moment of the death, the moment of death.
Of death, he's off the derech, then it's never.
Yeah.
Even if he comes back.
Right, that would be Nestra. Because there's a lot said. The bottom line what carries is what Rav Asi said. He says the raya, which the Rishonim say, they don't go with this. Halach, they don't go with this. Rav Asi said a raya, which is a great raya, the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis, which says that if the Ben patters, it says, if a Ben patters, so Gemara's talking about a Mamzer, if the Ben who's Mamzer patters, so too if the Ach is a Mamzer, he's going to be Zokik. Meaning like this. Does anyone say, nobody says, we don't find anyone saying, not that it's impossible, but nobody says that if the kid goes off the derech, that it'd be a din of Yibam. Let's say someone has 10 kids. Beautiful mishpacha. Except one problem, his 10 kids all went off the derech. Nebuch. Now his wife dies. Now he dies, the father dies. Maybe the wife should have to do Yibam. Why? Because the husband left no kids, because they're all off the derech. They're all mishumets. And a mishumet is macha shmo. It doesn't have a shame. It's not really that a shame. So, interesting idea. Nobody says this.
He
loses pru ravu. So.
But at one point they were as kids though.
But now they're dead. Right? No, but if they die, if someone dies without kids, even if he had a lot of kids, but they died before he dies, they predecease him, this is the nevivim. So Mamela, nobody says that. And since nobody says that, what you have to say is even a kid off the derech is considered that there wasn't a mechia shame. And if so, even an ach who's a meshumud should work to make yivam. You know, apparently Rabbi Yehuda Gaon didn't hold that it has to go that way, but basically Gemara Chaf Beis, it sounds like that. And therefore, we'll just say that's accepted halacha, even though Rabbi Yehuda Gaon is that we don't rely on Rabbi Yehuda Gaon Lamaisa. We'll see, maybe it's a sniffle heter, but we'll stop here. Okay.
How
do you think
Pru-Ravu is different because it's like about the physical population of the earth?
So maybe Pru-Ravu is different, but you know, we mentioned once, right, that not anymore. After Matan Torah, Gaon lost the mitzvah of Pru-Ravu, and Pru-Ravu is just given to Yisrael. So maybe you could say, since his kids have din of Gayim, even the Chumra, maybe, I'm just saying, with this Mahalfin of Yudai Gaon, maybe you could say that he has not been Yossi Puravu with these Nafrum kids. Okay. It's too depressing to talk about. All right.